it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 116. This week, we are going back to talking about convenience food items. Today, it's pork rinds. And just like everything else, I have a lot of opinions about this. Nothing compares to getting freshly made pork rinds at a fair or festival. Still warm from the kettle, these crunchy pig skins really punctuate an eating experience with their salty smokiness. Unfortunately, we can't always have access to such a delicacy. Growing up, I didn't eat pork rinds at all. It was only when I started removing grain and carbohydrates from my diet that I even considered them, and in the past 5 years, I've tried a lot of different pork rinds. While not exactly nutritious beyond providing some collagen, pork rinds can satisfy the craving for crunch provided by chips without the resulting spike in blood sugar. And if you're looking for something with a porky essence that's not too heavy, pork rinds or cracklins, which have a little bit of fat attached to them, can hit the spot. Like everything else in this world, you are always going to be better off making your own pork rinds. Unfortunately, it can be a messy and complex process in a home kitchen, and I have yet to set aside enough time and space to try it out. And thus, I am back at the gas station again. I have the most respect for brands that keep it classic. When you can look at the ingredients and only see pork skin and salt as the two ingredients, that's about as good as it's gonna get. Many brands have an option like this when it comes to their unflavored or traditional option. My favorite currently for plain is Uncle Ray's. The puff is solid, the taste is clean and porky, and the bag itself is made out of Mylar rather than cellophane, lending a little extra strength for saving any leftovers. Things get a little more complicated when we take a look at the many flavors available. Barbecue is always the second flavor of a given brand, and there's actually a lot of fluctuation between them. Some are spicier, some are sweeter, and even though I love the flavor of barbecue, I'm always looking for something a little bit different than that. Baconettes are what I consider to be big pork rind. Produced by Frito-Lay, I have literally never been not able to find them in a convenience store. Special points for their queso and honey mustard flavors, because both are unique and break up the barbecue monotony. My all-time favorite flavor, however, is dill pickle. I've only ever had this produced by Turkey Creek, and I always grab a bag if I see them. It's the perfect combination of pork smoke and pickle tang in a crunchy snack. Overall, Turkey Creek is a favorite of mine, boasting not only pork rinds but cracklins as well. They also offer chili lime and salt and vinegar flavors. Here are some notable mentions. Tom's Salt and Vinegar has an excellent sour to salt balance that fans of the chip flavor will find themselves reaching for again and again. And Golden Flake barbecue varieties are perhaps one of the most unique. The rinds are pillowy soft and sort of come the closest to fresh fare rinds, but be warned, the flavor is sweet. Also, a visiting friend recently brought a bag of Salt and Pepper Max rinds. It's a brand I'm less familiar with, but they were really good. A quick note on flavored pork rinds. While there is nothing particularly unhealthy about monosodium glutamate when used in small amounts, some individuals do in fact have trouble processing high levels of glutamate in their food, whether natural or otherwise. It's not an allergy, but it can feel like one. Unfortunately, there's a pretty significant amount of MSG in many pork rind flavors, so if you eat a whole bag and have a splitting headache or fall asleep or get red and puffy, know that your body might just be at its daily glutamate limit. Finally, we live in quite the age for prepared food stuff. Of course, there are bougie and high-quality versions of pork rinds now. You can find these at larger grocery stores, and some of them are well worth the extra cents. Epic, which is known for their high-quality meat products, produces rinds, and I love that they have a cinnamon and sugar flavor. Pork, with a Q, is another one that has several interesting flavor options, but I think my all-time fancy favorite is jalapeno cheddar from 4505. It's spicy and cheesy, and the rings have a lovely texture. What kind of pork rinds do you eat? If you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-